Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, December 20th at 2:00 p.m. We are gathered in the board conference room for the legal counsel meeting. Item number one is matters from commissioners. Then we'll go into executive session and then continue with additional matters from commissioners.
Amendment number two to grant agreement with the...
My apologies. I was looking at the wrong agenda item. Item number one is going to be amendment number two to grant agreement with Oregon Department of Forestry and the FireWise Communities Program. And we have present today Commissioners DeYoung, Morgan, and Hare, and legal staff.
Indeed we do. So,
go ahead. Do you want to do anything about them?
Well, no, this one snuck in past me, so...
So, Leah reviewed.
Yeah.
And Sarah Rubrecht could not be here today, but because it has the current board on there, she was hoping that we could get it signed today. If you're willing.
I'm willing.
And ODF has already
signed it.
She gave
right.
me...
I want to know what it is.
She gave me statistics to read if you want to know any of this. She says it's an extension of an original agreement from 2016, also extended through last year, paid for with Title III funds. This pays for one employee at ODF.
They're just administering the FireWise Community Program
right.
on our behalf, and that's great.
Yeah.
So when we extended it the last time, we didn't have another appropriation to secure rural schools on a two-year extension. So we've got plenty of money there. And the new, some sort of a bill, omnibus farm bill, they're looking at reducing the restrictions of Title III. Not back to 2008 style, the glory days when you could do a lot. But it would include purchasing like search and rescue equipment and some of the provisions that we had in 2008. So where we were obligated under the certain programs for Title III, you had to pick your program and you could keep appropriating money out of that. You just had to have it obligated. We can keep doing that. We were pretty narrow in the focus, and so you had to spend it on FireWise. You had to spend it on writing a community wildfire protection plan. You had to spend it on fuels reductions and stuff. We don't have to do that to the same degree to not burn the money up, but we can do it.
So does this limit us to FireWise?
It limits this appropriation to that?
Yep. It's $130,000 max this year and last year. Or is it this year and next year?
This year it will be $135,000.
135.
Last year was 130.
What I would do is I would extend this contract, but with the understanding that there might be a reassessment. It may not get that full meal deal, and ODF needs to know that if there's a higher, better use for these funds.
Right. I just don't want to say. Sounds like this right here is FireWise Communities Program, which is you're saying that the stricter.
It is
scope.
Most restrictive.
And yet, if you're saying that they're going to go back to a little bit of a revamped Title III, does this say, nope, you're in the FireWise program and you can't use it for other things?
No, you can keep doing this, but you could also do other things. And if search and rescue, if Sarah comes tomorrow and says, our snowcat is 10 years old, we need a new one for... blah, 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 but we only have $230,000, so we need to reduce the FireWise program by $30,000 to get us there. I just want you to be conscious that should be a play, if necessary.
So this does say...
It may not change it at all.
It shall not exceed
right.
some of $135,000.
It's good.
So the ability to stop it lower and cancel if we have to is there?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's just a one-year extension.
Yeah.
And if you needed to amend it again to include more, it could just...
No, we're looking at if we had to include less.
Yeah. We could probably reduce
You could do
it.
Another amendment. Yeah.
But since it says shall not exceed, mm-hmm. I think that we're covered already.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I do. I endorse it and make a motion to approve it.
And I'll second that.
Then moved and seconded to approve the amendment number two to grant agreement with the Oregon Department of Forestry. FireWise Communities Program. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Item number two, matters from commissioners. Anything that you've got before we go?
I'm willing to go ahead with our agenda.
Yeah.
I just would like to, Councilor Nix, you did not have an opportunity to meet our intern, Nick Stark. I don't know if you had or not.
We introduced just prior to the meeting, but
wonderful.
Don't let me interrupt.
He has gone through the HR process with background and as part of my request that he'd sign a confidentiality and is now officially approved and vetted through the HR to be here.
Thank you. Yep, we did review the confidentiality agreement that we signed, and I do appreciate you keeping on top of that.
Okay, today is Thursday, December 20, 2018 at 2:06 p.m. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item number 3A is land use enforcement one at 113 Forest Creek Road, Selma, Oregon, ORS 192.6602H. B is land use enforcement at 330 Boyer Road, ORS 192.6602H. C is State of Oregon PUC versus Josephine County and Pacific Corp. 18CV54501-ORS 192.6602H. D is Bomker versus State of Oregon, 16-35262 in the Ninth Circuit, ORS 192.6602H. E is Josephine County and Jackson County versus PERS, Marion County, case 17CV01027-ORS 192.6602H. F is potential purchase of real property, ORS 192.6602E. G is lease of county property at 400 Sunny Valley Loop, Radio Park property, and it's ORS 192.6602E. And finally, H is report and recommendation regarding county real property at 900 Hitching Post Road, request for easement, ORS 192.6602E. And with that, we'll get started.
That's approved. We may as well say approved representatives of the media.
Oh, yes, excuse me. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. Recorder will now be turned off at 2:08 p.m. We're back in session at 3:24 p.m. And Commissioner Hare, do you want to go through the
item number A, the land use enforcement at 113 Forest Creek Road in Selma. I think we need to, if the board's endorsed, release the file to the petitioners for that information. Item B is, and correct me if you're not in favor of any one of these. Item number B is land use enforcement at 33 Boyer Road. We want to pursue legal action in that effort. Item C is the State of Oregon PUC versus Josephine County. I think we would like legal to petition the court for change of venue.
Yep.
Item number D, Bowmaker versus Oregon State. We want to examine methods to support that effort. And so entrust the legal counsel and county leadership at whatever point it switches to try to facilitate that. Item number E is Josephine County and Jackson County PERS, just an update, potential purchase of real property. We've expressed interest and given direction to the property manager to explore that and hopefully be successful. Item number 3G is lease of county property at Sunny Valley. Delegated Commissioner Morgan and the property staff to try to negotiate a settlement there and an amenable agreement. And then item 3H, report and recommendation for property at 900 Hitching Post Road, also delegating property management to try to negotiate a good settlement there based on selected parameters.
That's it.
I think for item number G, we need to look into the current lease agreement. It just dawned on me to make sure that the opportunity to sublet is in that, because that could be one of the options we choose to explore. So we would hate to be negotiating for something that's precluded in their current lease agreement. That's all I have.
Okay.
I agree with that summary.
Okay. Going back to Lizzie Council update continued, item number four, additional subjects and matter from commissioner.
There's a lot of topics going right now regarding fire stuff and the articles in the paper about billing with private fire districts, all that conversation. So just as an update, I met with legal staff and waiting back for kind of some updates on county position on that stuff, and looking at after the first of the year, kind of reconvening some meetings with parties and moving forward. So just kind of an update where that's at. I also had met with or spoke with Susan Morgan about from AOC about trying to pull a regional meeting with Corp Voice together approximately the second or third week. We're trying to work around legislative schedule before the legislative session starts regarding fire stuff, fire season and all that kind of stuff. So, and have received, third topic is receiving RFP recommendations or ideas from both Arthur and Julie Schmelzer on what we would be doing with the goal, strategic plan goal setting. So I hope to get you guys an update soon on that.
Okay, anything else? Nothing, Commissioner Harrell?
That smoke jump, the immediate response action team, that proposal, I think it's really interesting, and you know, the county should probably take some sort of an evaluation and maybe even a position. I think if federal agencies aren't exploring something, on the tool chest of that measure, they're not really serious about putting out all fires in Southern Oregon. And so from that standpoint, I think we've got a lot of leverage right now, and we need to be pretty expeditious about striking very soon. Because they're talking about it at the federal level.
Have those been forwarded to you? Have you seen any of the correspondence from John Pappas?
I don't think I have.
I'll try to forward it to you, so you're in the loop on what we're talking about.
We should have that as an agenda item maybe next week.
I agree.
There was a question brought up the other day about the possibility of, is there an ordinance that the county could put together? We talk about having to ask permission to put out a fire. Can we put together an ordinance that says,
absolutely,
that says, you know, you have permission without penalty to attack a fire when you see it on public land?
Well, we'll start by providing some legal guidance on that.
Yeah, that's, you know, if that's something we could look into.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've done research.
I'm out cruising around Granite Hill Road, and it's lightning strikes, and it's in the Rogue River National Forest.
Yes.
And I go, whoops, I'm going to let it burn until I can get back down the mountain and within cell phone range, or can I put it out? And if you put it out, they go, well, I'm sorry, you shouldn't have done that. You weren't qualified. You didn't have the necessary training, and you should have set up your command posts and all that other stuff. And I don't know if they can fine you or not, but it should be something that says they would be able to do that without.
It's a discussion item that I think, you know, enforceability of it is one thing, but I think if you had a sheriff who said the negative impact, I'm not going and arresting Mike Vito mm-hmm. with Jippo Logging because he took his dozer up there and put a fire out, just ain't gonna happen. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they'll get the Forest Service, law enforcement involved, probably is what they would do, but then I would go after their officials for, I think, something interfering. Or
health, safety, and welfare of the community, I think, is paramount, and that person just had that charge, that regard. That's how I would write this ordinance, is under the health, safety, and welfare. People's lives were in danger when
right.
a fire that was
you
prevent,
ignore,
could
when
have
you
been put out.
Something that can really,
you know, evacuating 300 homes.
Harm, you're just as bad as if you lit it yourself. You didn't do anything about it.
Not saying you have to, but you have.
But you have the ability to. So you never think about it.
We will. But I mean, there's been some cases that have not gone well for the counties in the courts that have tried something like this. So we know exactly what not to write, I would say. But
good. I think on.
Might as well have more chatter around the Capitol.
Yeah, there's no shortage from what I understand.
What just happened down south in Paradise. You know, if that could have been avoided because somebody with a water tender, really, 83 people would disagree with you that you shouldn't be able to do that.
We have a county employee who had a family member perish in that fire. So,
yep.
I mean, it impacted us.
Eventually, the insurance industry is going to get involved in this fire thing, and they're going to say, if you don't have strong things in place to putting that fire out.
Is involved in this.
Well
I'm going to point out
they're going to come out and they're going to say, you know what? What do you mean you've got a rule that says you can't put that fire out unless you get permission, express permission from the United States government? They go, then we aren't going to insure.
They were involved at that level last summer. So this summer, 2018, insurance put a freeze on issuing new policies in Josephine County. So it affected home sales. We're not able to go through because they weren't able to purchase insurance and get that final
deed. And get fire protection of any kind.
Not just fire protection. They couldn't actually complete the home purchases with showing insurance availability because insurance companies put a hold on Josephine County, a moratorium, because of the fire season.
They didn't say it wasn't per instance, it was a blanket.
A blanket moratorium on new policies for homeowners insurance, which covers fire. And therefore, home sales. Realtors said.
Even stricter after.
Yeah,
I have faith in our legal counsel's ability to navigate the potential pitfalls, challenges in the past to get us.
Okay.
You know our objective.
Yes.
And I think it's things like that.
Yeah.
Health, safety, and welfare is a broad. Mm-hmm.
I do have a clarifying question from this morning's meeting, though. Emergency management and the city thing. I took it that where we left it is we're not changing anything in the invoicing because we're also coming back with a report of what we hired in excess of what was offered, or did I misunderstand?
I've already been asked that clarifying question, and
I thought that's where we left it. Yeah, you're honoring.
What I went back to is, what does the contract say? What does the contract say? And that's where you should start.
Yeah.
You start deviating from what the contract says, and where are you going to stop?
So what does the contract say?
Charges start in October?
The contract says that the city will pay the county $80,000 on or before August 1st of 2018, $80,000 on or before August 1st, 2019, August 1st, 2020. So that's how the contract
period
works.
Flat, period not based flat. On services rendered.
Nope, just Kay. Period flat.
Then. I would recommend
we started. They petitioned us for.
They haven't. They are not even aware of it. It's being asked. This is not coming from the city. Exactly. My recommendation is we stick with what we have per the contract, and at our next meeting we give an update on what we've done in, and going above what was offered in the contract in and of itself.
I think there are a lot of hours that were put in during the summer.
Well, sure there were.
And you had Ricky involved in that.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, we're not amending any invoicing.
Okay, well, if that's what the contract says too, that's what they're going to be expecting.
Yeah. And I would recommend you send something for a contract to them to receive that money.
Easy.
Awesome.
Easy done.
Okay.
So they haven't paid us yet.
All right.
Did we invoice them?
No.
Okay. There's your answer. Why, those no good nicks.
All right, sorry, I just need a clarification on that in a public meeting.
Sure, yeah.
Not the American way.
Okay, I think...
Are we done?
I think we are. Is there anything else?
Nothing from this side of the table.
I'm going to say have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Are you out?
With that...
I'm here next week, but I won't be here on Christmas.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
It's our last meeting before Christmas.
We are adjourned at 3:35.
Yeah.